The Holy Gospel for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, the disciples ask Jesus to grant them seats of honor. Jesus responds by announcing that he and his followers will rule through self-giving service. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Been a long time since I've been in junior high, and they don't even call it junior high anymore. Now it's middle school. But junior high or middle school, I think in some ways, maybe things haven't changed that much. The classes are still kind of the same. The teachers are kind of the same. And I'd say the students are kind of the same. Now, when I was back in junior high, there were three kinds of students. There was a student like me who, like, sat there and tried to pay attention most of the time. Then there was another group of students who were kind of like this. They sat as low as they could in their desk and kind of had their heads down, hoping the teacher would never see them. They kind of sat in the back. Then there was that last group of students. They usually sat in the front, and they're the students I call the ones with the spring-loaded arms. They were always ready to go. What's the capital of... Before the teacher even had the question out, they were ready to answer. The teacher always triggered that arm. But sometimes that could get you into trouble. I remember in seventh grade in science class in Wollaston, Mr. Nelson, our science teacher, said, "I'd like to have some volunteers." Carla had her arm up right away. But then, Mr. Nelson went on. "After school, we're going to go to Spring Lake Park, and we're going to collect frogs to dissect them." Carla suddenly got white. She looked sick. She'd rather die than touch a frog. She'd answered too soon. That happens in our gospel text today. When Jesus poses a question to the disciples, "Can you drink the cup of suffering that I will drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" James and John right away put their arms up. "We are able." I think they answered too soon. Because that cup of suffering, that baptism, what do we confess in our creed, which we did just a little while ago? Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. It is a cup of suffering that we drink. It is a baptism into death, as Paul talks about in Romans, that we are baptized with. They answered too soon because they thought that Jesus was the CEO of Christianity, that Jesus would sit in the big chair in the boardroom, and that they would also be seated one at the left and one at the right in that glory, that they would be in this inner circle where they would celebrate their power and their prestige. No. Jesus has a different definition. Jesus' boardroom is empty. There is no one there. Jesus is out of the room as a servant and calls on those who follow him to be of the same mindset, that Christianity is not about power or prestige or being at a higher level. No, it is being the hands and feet, the eyes and ears, and above all, the compassionate mind and heart of Christ. The empty boardroom, the empty cross, all show us that Jesus is always among the people, and that you and I, as broken vessels, help in that endeavor to be servant of all. Thanks be to God. Amen.